God has something laid before us. And the possibility is that we can become disqualified, that we can actually lose the reward. Now, I want to say this very clearly, that we can't lose our salvation.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for Going for the Gold. So let's begin with the first half of Avoiding Disqualification.
As we continue in our series, Going for the Gold, today we want to talk about avoiding disqualification. Avoiding disqualification. As we think back to the Summer Games, the U.S. men in the 400 meter had a powerful lineup of athletes that were running that event. But during the process of running, there was a mishandling of the baton, which actually disqualified the American runners in that event. And the fact that they were disqualified meant that there was no opportunity for them to take the gold in that event. Well, the Apostle Paul, he feared disqualification. I don't know if you realize that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, Paul says that when I have preached to others, I myself will not, I will not be disqualified for the prize. That his hope and his dream and his desire was that after he had preached to others, that he himself would not be disqualified for the prize. We think of, and our hearts all go out, continue to go out for Jordan Chiles, who was a gymnast in the Olympics and actually had placed to receive a bronze. And the judges determined that she was filing a petition for them to reconsider her time. And the judges said that she didn't do it in time enough. And so she had received the bronze medal, and they actually took it back. And so as we come to the message today, we see that God has an award for us, that God has something laid before us. And the possibility is that we can become disqualified, that we can actually lose the reward. Now, I want to say this very clearly, that we can't lose our salvation. And I know I get into, I come on a show called Hard Questions, and, there's several of the other brethren that believe you can lose your salvation. And so we always get into it on that show when it comes to this issue. But I believe that we are secure in our salvation, because our salvation is not dependent on us, but our salvation is dependent upon Christ. And he's the one that holds us. He's the one that keeps us. So we can't lose our salvation, but we can lose our reward. We covered this verse a couple of weeks ago when we started this series on Going for Gold. And it's 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 15. And it talks about the fact that we should build upon our foundation with gold, silver, and precious stone. And it says that our works will be tried. And if our works are built with gold, silver, precious stone, they will abide. However, if our works are built with wood, hay, and stubble, they'll burn up. But then Paul says something very interesting in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says this: if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as by fire. So he lets us know that our works are tried, and if they're made of the wrong material, they're going to burn up, but yet and still, the person will be saved, even though they might lose their reward. And in the midst of this passage, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm going back there now, in the midst of this passage, Paul tells us that we should go for gold. That we should go for gold. Notice what he says in verse 25. He talks about the world and how that in worldly races, you run to receive a prize. He says, they do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Forever. That we run to get in the Olympic Games during Paul's time, they would run and they would actually receive a laurel wreath that was weaved together, and they would put that laurel wreath on the head of the one who won the game. Paul said that those who run in earthly races, that they receive laurel crowns that will one day dry up, will wilt, and they will perish and fade away. He said, but we as God's people, he said, we will receive a crown that will never perish. And so he's letting us know, if we go back to 1 Corinthians 3, gold, silver, precious stone, when it goes through the fire, it's purified and it makes it through. And Paul says here in this verse that we will receive a crown that will never perish. My brothers and sisters, when you go for the gold, you'll never lose your reward. A crown, and I like what the NIV says, that will last forever. Forever. Your name might be Jordan Childs, where they take your medal back. But if you run in God's race and you do what God asks you to do, you will never be disqualified. What are some causes for disqualification? As I thought about it, I thought there were three causes for disqualification, a reason that people might get disqualified. The first one, they get out of the race. They get out of the race. Notice what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, excuse me, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. He says this, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Look at this. Oh, man, this is good. This is good. Therefore, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing. That there is a crown for you. And all you have to do is stay in the race. Paul said, I finished. And my brothers and sisters, there's the promise that you can go for gold. And as you go for gold, all you got to do is stay in the race. The sad reality today is that many are dropping out of the race. Just look at any statistics put out by these polling groups like Barna and other groups that do studies on the church. And you'll see that people are leaving the churches in droves, especially younger people, that they're leaving. Now, I know that some people will say that, well, you know, I have church at home. I'm getting ready to get in trouble now. I'm getting ready to get in trouble now. Where are my bodyguards at today? We got some people that they haven't come back since the pandemic. Now, I'm going to say this. We're not going to stop live streaming because we got people from Florida, North Carolina, all over the country, people around the world that at some point might tune in. So we're not going to stop live streaming. We're going to keep on doing that. But let me encourage you, brothers and sisters, that if you're sitting at home where your pastor is Pastor Pillar and the song leader is Reverend Sheets, you need to come on back. You need to come on back. You know, it's fine, you know, and I understand, man, praise God, we got some sick and shut in that I hear from, and they watch on the live stream. Man, what a blessing. And, you know, what a blessing that we can be a blessing to, you know, our sick and shut in. And people who can't come to the house of the Lord. But if God has blessed you, you need to come on back. You need to come on back with the fellowship of the saints. You know, Hebrews 10:25 says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but that we should come on back. And so what has happened is that a lot of people have substituted the e-church for the in-person worship where God has called us. You know, you look at all the one another's in the New Testament. Love one another, serve one another, encourage one another, fellowship with one. I mean, there are probably over 20 one another's. You can't do that at home. Man, we just started a new ministry this morning. Caffeinated praise. When I came in this morning, the coffee, man, was aroma just wafting out the door. I said, oh, my goodness. And then coming into the sanctuary, just seeing the setup and seeing people out there fellowshipping and encouraging one another. That's what the church, that's a part of what the church is about. And so some people have dropped out of the race. Now, I didn't say that if you don't come to church that you're not saved. You know, I didn't say that because, you know, you can still go to heaven without coming to church. Some people say, well, why do I got to come to church? You know, if I can go to heaven without coming to church. I said, well, you know what? You can go from New York City to London, England, and not fly or not take a boat. Well, how else are you going to get there? You can swim, but you're going to meet a lot of sharks. Ooh. You're going to encounter a lot of sharks along the way. You're going to encounter rough turbulence. There's going to be time when you get tired. And the chances are that you're probably not going to make it. And it's the same thing when I say I can go to heaven without coming to church. You're going to meet a lot of sharks out there in the world trying to isolate you from the fellowship, trying to get you to stand alone. You're going to meet a lot of rough waters that's out there that you won't be able to navigate. Somebody say, well, there's a bunch of hypocrites down there. I don't want to go to the church. There's a bunch of hypocrites down there. Well, won't you come on down and just make one more? Come on down. People are getting out of the race. Paul said, and notice what Paul says here. He says that I have fought a good fight. You know, this word fought and fight comes from a Greek word, agonizomai. Let me say that real slow again. Agonizomai. What word do you hear in there? Agony. Agonize. Right? Paul said, he didn't say get out here and say, you know, I fought people. He says that I agonized. That in this life I agonized. That there were things that came to set me back, things that came to pull me under. He said I had to agonize. I like that song, Trouble in My Way. I got to cry sometime. I can't sleep at night, but that's all right. Jesus is going to fix it, right? What's the songwriter saying? That I've agonized, trouble in my way. I've agonized, can't sleep at night. I've agonized. And in this life, you will agonize. But Paul said that I've agonized, but in the midst of my agony, I've finished the course. I didn't get sidetracked. I didn't get moved to the left or to the right. And so people are becoming disqualified. And again, let me repeat, you haven't become disqualified for your salvation. Paul said you've become disqualified for your reward, that you are losing your reward. A second cause for disqualification is falling into sin. 2 John, there's only one chapter, 2 John in verse 8. It says, look to yourselves that you lose not the things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full. Don't allow sin to rob you of your reward. You know, I realized this as a preacher, and somebody told me this when I first got into the ministry, and you know, I've tried to exercise this. Now, this might sound kind of raw, so if it sounds raw, forgive me for saying it. But they said to me, don't mess with the women or the money. They said that's two things that'll get a preacher in trouble real quick than anything else. And so let me say this. I don't have anything to do with any of the money of Bethany Baptist Church. My name is not a check signer. I don't count money. I don't know anything other than when I get the financial report. Right? That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, I've tried to practice that, because how many preachers have gotten in trouble because they mishandled the money? And I've tried to put things in place, even dealing with the ladies. Like, as far as counseling, I don't counsel a lady with just me and the lady. There's a biblical counselor, a female, that accompanies me as we counsel. Now, I may have, if it's ministry meetings, you know, we might meet, but there's a window in the secretary's office. And sometimes I look out there and I say, Naomi, can you pull that? Can you pull the curtain up? Right? So they said, look in there, see what's going on. I get in trouble because I don't ride women in my car by myself. I don't do it, right? I be seeing sisters about a block away from the church. I blow the horn. If you look like you're in danger, I'll slow my car down and ride along. Because you know, there's some things, man, you got to know and be aware of things that will disqualify you. I'll still be saved and I'll still be going to heaven. But notice what John says. He says, look to yourselves that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. I want all that I can get when I get there. Now, you know, I'm sure there might be some other areas where I come up short. But my intention is to get a full reward. So causes for disqualification, getting out of the race, falling into sin. And then a third thing that will disqualify you is failing to carry out God's purposes. That if God has told you to do something and you don't do it, you can lose your reward. And we read the verse a couple of weeks ago, but Mark 9:41, it says that if you give a cup of cold water in my name, he said, in no way will you lose your reward. That's giving what God has directed you to give, doing what God has told you to do. That as you do that and you are faithful and obedient, God will give you a reward. Now, that was my introduction, so we'll move through the message pretty quick. Paul uses two analogies in this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He really what he's talking about in this chapter is witnessing, being a witness. You know, he says back earlier, he says, I become all things to all men that I might win some. So that's the context of this passage. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, you know, he's talking about the attitude that you need to present the gospel to all people. But as he gets into it, there's some principles that we can draw on. And I want to give you four principles that we can draw on this morning. Ways to avoid disqualification. The first is to stay focused on the goal. Stay focused on the gold, G-O-L-D. Know you not that they who run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Now notice what he says here, that in earthly races, they who run, only one person receives the prize. Only one person receives a gold medal. But in God's economy, on God's plan, he said, run in the world. Now, they only one person. Oh, this is good. This is good. In the world, only one person can win. But in my kingdom, all you got to do is run. All you got to do is stay in the race. You know, stay in the race. And I like the word here. Let me throw a little Greek on you. The word obtain, comes from the Greek word katalambano. And kata means down. And lambano means to take down. And so just by staying in, by not getting sidetracked, by not giving up. And as you look at staying in the race, in the world's races, only one receives a prize. But in God's race, everyone can receive a gold medal. And how do you receive this gold medal? One way, by doing the best that you can. Just God is not asking you to leap tall buildings with a single bound, bend still with your bare hand, stop speeding bullets. God is not asking you to do that. All God is asking you to receive the gold is just do your best. That's all he can expect from you. He's no more, no less. And if I know that when I go home at night and I lay my head on the pillow, that I gave God my best today, I should be able to get a good night's sleep. Now that's not to say that you don't take time for recreation and, you know, other things. It's not saying that you don't do that. But in your conscience of conscience, can you say in your heart and in your mind, God, I've given you my best today? That is, when your feet hit the floor, or maybe even before your feet hits the floor in the morning, that you say, good morning, Father, help me to do the best that I can. And then lay down at night and say, Lord, I gave you the best that I could. Might not have been much, might not have been what somebody else gave, but Lord, I gave you my best. And if you will give the best, that means that you are staying focused on the gold, because the gold is the best. Lord, I want to give my best. Let me read a passage in the book of Malachi. Malachi, that last book in the Old Testament. Somebody called him the Italian prophet, Malachi. He said in verse 6 of chapter 1, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master,
for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Avoiding Disqualification. If you'd like to request an audio copy of today's message, Avoiding Disqualification, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Avoiding Disqualification. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Avoiding Disqualification from our series, Going for the Gold. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Going for the Gold, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send a financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteers, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.